Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Tosh, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Friday edition. The No Jason Wilde. But it's a good day to be a fan of the Milwaukee Brewers edition of Wilde and Tausch. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. The all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. Live video streaming. No Twitter today, but Facebook and two YouTube channels.
Why is
for
there
you
no
choose
Twitter?
From? Logistics behind
that
the scenes.
Make, why though?
Well, do you really want me to explain? Like sometimes,
sort of. Yeah,
the way our video streaming software works, we did an update in Madison, and it doesn't stream to Twitter, so we need our Milwaukee station to do that. But today they're doing a redo of their VMix program, so therefore we can't stream to Twitter.
Right. Fair enough.
You asked.
I did.
Wilde and Tausch, going to be one of those days. Dr. Denver Dan in the YouTube comments said we were crabby cakes yesterday.
No, I was crabby yesterday. And then, you know, hey, Jason, what do you think of, give us somebody that has shown up. Nobody. So, yeah, it wasn't our, hey, you have days like that some days.
We'll have less sleep and we'll be grumpy.
It was so bad, Jason said, I'm out tomorrow.
I think that's good. We had a little break. It might be good.
Except for that one segment. He's scheduled to join us at 10:15 because that's what he does on his days off. Wilde and Tausch, no Jason Wilde today. I am Jesse Delson. Normally, I'm the producer of the show. Today, I slide over to the host chair here in the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison, where I am joined by the Green Bay Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. I didn't know you were coming in today.
Surprise.
And driving down East Wash, I'm suddenly behind a massive Chevy Tahoe with the little Zimbrick Chevy decal. And I thought to myself, I could see a hat in the silhouette of the driver's seat. I said, I think that's old T that's driving in right
good
in front
stuff.
Of me. And sure enough,
there
was.
There you go. Here I am.
Saw you right down East Wash, right outside of that bus lane.
Yeah, the old bus lane. Yep. It's getting to be a smoother and easier drive every time we come down.
Riley Yauch, the star of the Jumbotron at AmFam Field.
Yeah, I had no idea that Riley was there until he texted me at the game on whatever day that was.
Riley is our
Wednesday,
producer today.
It was Wednesday. Yeah.
It is a pleasure for me to be in the presence of two stars of the big screen at American Family Field.
Well, if you keep working at some point, maybe you'll find a Jumbotron that will put you on.
Accommodate my presence.
Something of that,
the same way that it did both of you. Congrats on the big win, Riley, on the crazy cap shuffle. That was big for you the other
day.
That
could have been easier.
Thank you.
No, it was pretty easy.
It was the easiest crazy cap shuffle I've experienced.
And you
have
the whole crowd yelling at you.
No, I couldn't hear the crowd,
what
though.
Do you mean you couldn't
I
hear
had
the
tunnel,
crowd?
Tunnel vision, tunnel well, hearing.
Okay.
I was locked in.
All right.
That was the thing that fans had the most to cheer about on Wednesday at American Family Field when the Brewers lost 6-2 to the Atlanta Braves. A little bit of a different story last night for the 27,000-plus who were in attendance at American Family Field. Little underwhelming, gotta admit. Hope for a larger crowd last night for the debut of The Miz, which did not disappoint. Jacob Mizorowski on the mound. One of the best debuts we may ever see for a Milwaukee Brewers player and perhaps for a Wisconsin athlete. 5 shutout, no hit innings.
Okay. So I think it's great that there's the excitement. We felt that. I felt that even Wednesday. And I'm being honest, I did not hear much about Miz prior to this. I knew a little bit, but not the buzz. And you could tell just in talking to Jeff Levering and you know, the fact that The Rock didn't know that he was pitching yet on that Thursday. And
that's kinda, Bill Schroeder, not Dwayne Johnson. Just so
I didn't know
knows.
that was, you know. So the excitement level was palpable even on Wednesday that this, you know, this phenom was going to get an opportunity. And yes, it's great that he threw five no hit, but the reason we're all excited, he's 6'7", live arm, and the stat that popped at me when I saw that last night was, he threw 13 pitches over 100 miles an hour.
14.
I said
pitches.
Over 13.
You did.
Just in, to correct myself, I didn't realize Jason was going to correct me.
Jordan Love will have a new contract by Thanksgiving.
So that's what we're excited about, and I think we shouldn't just lean into it and embrace it. And I think from a Brewer standpoint, you're always looking, and because the way we have to go about our business being in a small market with, you know, less revenue than some of the other teams, you have to hit on these guys. And last night, obviously, great start. I don't wanna urinate in anybody's Cheerios, because the sports is about optimism. It's about fun. It's also about heartbreak, and it's about, you know, there, that's the beauty of it. You have to be able to deal with both. But for at least a night, awesome.
An amazing debut last night. One of the iconic debuts that I remember watching. So,
all right, what other iconic debuts
well,
are you putting
I'm
in this?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Tausch.
You bet.
Came prepared to host today's show, knowing Jason would be gone.
I just look at it this way. It's nice that you've prepared.
Thanks.
Giannis, nothing iconic about his debut.
Nope.
Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you could look back. His debut was the Dallas second quarter, the Dallas Cowboys game in 07. Obviously, the Monday night game against Minnesota. But I don't think there's anything iconic about that. Where are your iconic debuts?
I have accumulated Jesse Nelson's power rankings of Wisconsin sports debut performances.
Oh, this will be good.
Riley Yauch was in early, fresh off the Jumbotron, had some special music prepared. Checking in at number 5, Brett Favre against the Cincinnati Bengals. Comes in, game-winning drive, leads the Packers down the field, and
wow,
the rest is history for a Hall of Fame
career.
This list
is going to be dynamite if that's 5, because that, to me, was going to be closer to the top.
Brett Favre in 1991, 2?
No, I think it was 92.
I think it was 92, because I was born. Yeah, 92, Brett Favre, checking in at number 5 on my power rankings of Wisconsin sports debut performances. Number 4, Damian Lillard of the Milwaukee Bucks, 39 points in a 118-117 win over the process. Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers.
I get it.
A Bucks franchise record for points in a debut.
I get it, but I can't get as excited about a guy that was voted in the top 75 at 34 or 5 years old with a debut against the Hornets on a...
It was the Sixers, who at the time were still good.
On an October night, like, he's 35.
They had just traded. You're making the case why it is that significant.
You can't be debuting when you have 60,000 points and you're one of the top 75 players in the world.
That's exactly why it was such a cool performance, because they traded for him like 6 weeks before. There was a late trade in the offseason. Yeah. He comes in, the anticipation of, oh my God, the Milwaukee Bucks, a franchise that when I was a kid I thought was going to move somewhere else, now has two of the best players maybe in NBA history on the roster, and they go to Philadelphia, win a one-point game. Dame puts up 39 in the debut. It was an incredible debut performance.
It was such a great performance, I didn't even remember anything about it. A debut is your... yes, it's the first time he was in a Bucks uniform, so you can actually say debut, but it is, welcome to the world, man, here I am. That's, to me, what a sports debut is. Favre, yes, he was a drunk down in Atlanta, didn't even make the team picture, gets traded, makes that throw to Kittrick Taylor, and it is, bam, hey, world, here I am. Dame Lillard against Philly in a September night? Oh, here you go, boys, here I am. I hit game winners in playoff games and led Rip City to conference finals. But here I am.
Lived up to the anticipation.
You can't. If you want to put this on the list, fine. I'm not going to. You can't put that ahead of Favre against the Bengals? Come on, man.
My list, not yours. I'm open to critiques. 844-770-3776.
Riley, do we agree that that just can't happen?
Yeah, this just seems like a technicality.
This is Jesse trying to be smarter than everybody else.
I've got three more to go.
I remember, because I'm such a Bucks fan, I remember when Dollar Dave had a big game on a September night. Like, come on, dude.
It was late October, first of all. I was at Trivia with Tier 1 Tyler watching the game, and we thought, wow, this is incredible. This guy's living up to everything
Even
we hoped
Tier
it would
1
be.
Even Tier 1 Tyler would say there's no way that that's a better debate.
Yeah, but we got to get Tier 1 Tyler to call in and give his perspective.
He might not remember that night, but
this.
It could be for other reasons. Number three.
Oh, wow. Calling him drunk.
Been some big night. Wow. Been some big night for the Geese.
Kind of putting Tier 1 Tyler's business on the street.
Power ranking debut performances
in Wisconsin
sports.
All right, so right now I agree
sports.
With Favre. Favre should be number one ahead of even... Okay, continue.
So Brett Favre, number five. Damian Lillard, number four. Sal Frelick, number three on my list of all-time debut performances. Sal Frelick in 2023 on a Saturday night. Three hits, two highlight reel catches, a go-ahead sack fly in the bottom of the eighth inning, a 4-3 win on national TV over the best team in baseball, the Atlanta Braves. Watch the game up north at the cabin up in Crivitz. Everybody was dialed into this random Saturday night July baseball game. They kept panning over to his parents. It was after the meat raffle. They were interviewing his parents. His mom wasn't there because she was watching the dog at home. An iconic night in Brewers history, Sal Frelick's debut against the Atlanta Braves 2 years ago. You have that smug smirk
on
your face.
No, there's nothing smug. It's not smug. If this is the road you want to go down, so you just wait a second. So you're putting Sal Frelick hitting three hits. And Sal Frelick's been a nice player ahead of Brett Favre. Your list sucks, but it's interesting. I'm getting to learn. And everything revolves around where you were. Like, it's a where were you moment.
Sal Frelick is
I was at
Buckin' even...
Honey's in Monona, and Lenny Rascal, he threw a disc at what Alex Gravatt threw a great disc at the Ultimate Frisbee Championship. Okay, I hope that's number one. Continue.
Just because I watch these games, remember where I was, that's why they're significant.
I'm not even arguing with you on that. I'm saying great.
People remember where they were when Favre made his debut if they were conscious enough to do so. Riley wasn't born yet and wasn't for a long time. I remember where I was when Dame stepped on the floor for the first time with the Bucks. I remember where I was watching that Sal Frelick game. Riley, you're a Brewers guy. See, the Frelick game was great.
I am a Brewers guy, but I would still put Brett Favre above these two because I have seen a documentary with Favre's debut in it. I have
it's
not
been a lot
seen
of documentaries well, about Favre.
I've heard some things about that documentary.
That was Favre forever. That was back when he had good PR.
Sure. Yes. All right. Number
that's
five.
The other thing. All PR isn't good PR, by the way. That saying is so stupid. Whoever put that, probably a PR person.
Number five, Brett Favre. Number four, Damian Lillard. Number three, Sal Frelick. My list of the top Wisconsin sports debuts of all time. 844-770-3776, the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line. Number two, last night, The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, 5 no-hit innings, 8 of his first 14 pitches over 100 miles an hour, does something only 9 players have done in Major League Baseball in 125 years, in a debut, 5 or more no-hit innings. First player in Brewers franchise history to do it. 6-0 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. Sweet beating the Cardinals. Sweet seeing the Miz on the mound. Electric night last night at American Family Field. Number two on my list of Wisconsin sports debuts. It was that good last night.
It was a fantastic showing, and obviously the problem is right now you're a total prisoner of the moment. And again, I said great. I am not a Cheerio urinator when it comes to this. I want you to be excited.
You kind of are, actually.
But when push comes to shove, this needs to get validated in order to make this, because if this is a one-hit wonder, That's great, too. It's obviously not great for the Brewers, but it's still a great performance. But it has to be where it is validated, boop, 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 and he becomes a Paul Skenes type of pitcher.
Okay, first of all, it's Skenes. Second of all, I don't think this is going to be true, and I don't want this to be true. But let's say Mizorowski stinks for the rest of his career, and this is it. It would further emphasize how special last night was.
You won't even remember his
name. No, it will emphasize even more how special last night was.
Something easy to remember, you won't even remember who he is. That's how it goes.
And that rhymes. Nicely done.
So it was a great performance, but he has to prove that he is the guy for a substantial amount of time to validate this debut.
I mean, Sal Frelick, this is what I was going to say about Sal Frelick. Like, sure, Brett Favre was a better player in his career as a Hall of Famer in every metric than Sal Frelick has been in a year and a half in the major leagues. Understandable. But that one individual night, the storyline that went into it, the game, the way it played out, baseball's different than football. I'm not looking at career-wise, who had Hall of Fame careers and the Aaron Rodgers debut in Dallas and what that led
to. The
Favre debut and what it led to. I'm saying the individual moments. People talk about the Bengals game. People talk about the Sal Frelick debut. People are going to talk about last night.
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I don't know of anyone else besides you that's talking about the Sal Frelick debut. I skew Packers, Badgers, so I get it. But I would bet if you asked 10 people, hey, would you remember that Sal Frelick debut? They'd be like, no.
I love Sal Frelick, and I don't remember his
debut. There you go.
And number one on my list of Wisconsin sports debuts, Graham Mertz on a Friday night in the COVID season.
Now, this I can get my head wrapped around. This one makes sense.
We put a bow on it. It all comes together in the end. 20 of 21, 248 yards, 5 touchdowns, 45-7 over Brett Bielema's Illinois Fighting Illini. Patrick Mahomes tweeting about him. It's on a Friday night, so it's a standalone game that everybody in the college football universe is watching. You were in the booth that night, Old T.
There was 7 people in the stadium, and 3 of us were standing right next to each other.
And what a night it was for Graham Mertz.
I'm not even going to argue that's higher than Favre, because I remember the excitement. I had a drive to a hockey tournament the next day, and everybody was like, we got our guy. This is the missing piece to us being great. And then a day later, he gets diagnosed with COVID, and the season's over.
And really, it's the downfall of Wisconsin football for the last 2 years.
That has been the pinnacle for a while. I don't think anybody could argue that.
The last great moment of Wisconsin football.
He was so good.
I can remember Ron Dane's debut back in 96. That was pretty phenomenal, but it was against a crappy team, and he ran for a ton of yards in the fourth quarter, and then he kept getting more and more opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Brooks Bollinger in Ohio State, that debut was dynamite.
Good one. Yeah, we just had Brooks on the show a couple weeks ago.
So when you start looking at it, I think Graham Mertz's debut might be at the top of my list, too.
So, again, my list of the Wisconsin sports debut power rankings. Number 5, Brett Favre against the Bengals.
That's way too low.
Number 4, Damian Lillard in the opener against the Sixers. 39 points, franchise record in a debut and a 1-point win.
No, it has no business being on any list.
Number 3, Sal Frelick on the Saturday night in July 2023.
The old meat raffle game. They call it the meat raffle game.
Number 2, The Miz last night at AmFam Field. And number 1, Graham Mertz on the COVID Friday night at Camp Randall Stadium against the Illinois Fighting Illini. Discuss. 844-770-3776.
What are we missing? Because I'm not putting Frelick in there. I'm not. I'm sure avid Brewer fans can, and I'm not going to poo-poo. Well, I am going to poo-poo Jesse's. But I think you have 3 really good ones on there. And so, I think you have 2 that are meh.
Give us a call, give us a text, same number, 844-770-3776. The best debuts in Wisconsin sports history after The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, puts one all-timer up last night at American Family Field. 5 no-hit innings in his major league debut on the mound in a 6-0 win for the Brewers over the rival Cardinals. Tausch, the window for a championship potentially back open now for the Brewers, thanks to the Miz's performance last night.
That's pretty bold, and it's pretty bold if you're trying to figure out what you're looking to do with windows. Time to upgrade those windows and doors, but you don't want to spend a fortune. I got good news for you. Pella, the best in the industry, has a product line for every budget. And right now, you can get no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. So if the plan is to wait, guess what? You can get it now and pay later. Wait to start making those payments for up to two years down the road. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends at the end of June, which this month is flying by. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
By the way, some Brewers breaking news this morning. Yesterday was his birthday, Aaron Civale. He got demoted to the bullpen. He was not happy about it. He requested a trade. Request granted. Going to the White Sox. Happy birthday, Aaron Civale. Going to the White Sox. 844-770-3776. Best Wisconsin sports debuts in honor of the Miz. Jacob Mizorowski last night. We'll get to your responses. I'm not looking forward to reviewing the commentary on my list so far that I'm seeing on the text line, but we'll do it next. It's Jesse and Tausch on Wildy and Tausch. But I won't cry for yesterday. There's an ordinary world. Somehow I have to find. And as I try to make my way to the ordinary world, I will learn to survive. This sounds like a list of what are Jesse's favorite Wisconsin moments he was alive for.
And where when I was up in a cabin or somewhere fun.
That's from Mike in the YouTube comments.
Now, Mike ain't wrong on that.
It's rude. Jesse and Tausch today on Wildy and Tausch. Jason Wildy is scheduled to appear with us at 10:15. He'll share where he is, what he's doing today when he joins
us. Part of this is there has to be hype around the player. And I was thinking, John Tanjay, but it was not the debut. It wasn't the first game. It was that Arizona game where he put up all those points, had the foul, got fouled. Frank the Tank when he set the all-time scoring, and then that springboarded him. But that wasn't a debut. This is not the easiest category to try and remember and find someone that, hey, here I am, and I am going to make a big impact in your sporting life. That's what this is to me. And that's why the Favre one is still, even with Graham Mertz, I think I go Favre with, and then Mertzy's right behind it. And then the problem is the Mertzy thing never materialized after that. So I'm actually going to put Bollinger ahead of Mertz.
844-770-3776 is the Carbless ESPN
Where's
Wisconsin
Russ Wilson
talking
on
text
thing?
Line. Liz is more.
He's in there. He's
so,
got to be.
There are some honorable mentions that are already rolling it. Now, I don't want to take any steam away. We have a few callers that are calling, so I don't want to take too much away from them, but there's a lot of good alternatives, honorable mentions for my list.
I'm trying to think. Robin Yount? I wasn't around.
I don't know what Yount did in his debut. Yeah.
Is there another brewer that, like, Teddy Higuera? Somebody that was like...
Well, let's go to the phones.
All right.
And there's a few that I want to bring up if our callers don't do so.
All right.
First up, Ron in Rome, 844-770-3776.
Pizza's average over there in Rome.
Not in Italy.
Don't know where Ron is.
Yeah, I actually do.
Well, but Ron
He's
could travel and he could have been over maybe hitting Sicily. You never know. Ron, are you in Rome or are you in Rome?
I'm in Adams County, home of Sand Valley Gospel.
I love Adams County.
Of course you do.
Adams Friendship, one of the great hyphenated names. Mike Kolsel-Sharon. Good battles with Kolsel-Sharon. I don't know what his debut was. We'll have to ask. I know he debuted
Adams
with
Friendship,
Dick
right up there with Pecatonica Argyle.
Another
best
good
hyphenated
Cameron Freeland.
We're going to do this again?
No, we're not. All right, Ron.
Why do I have a feeling Ron's going to get after me here? Ron, go for it.
You know, I'm a pretty big Brewers fan, and I might have missed that game, but I didn't remember Sal Frelick's debut game. And I kept waiting to hear about Freddie Peralta's Mother's Day debut, where he struck out 13 batters, and he was totally electric. I'm like, oh, my God, finally got a decent pitcher. And I just remembered, like, yesterday was such an exciting game. And then I'm like, oh, my God, he's going to put Freddie number one. And then it's like, whoop, no Freddie.
Freddie didn't even make the list.
Freddie didn't make my list, but that is a great one.
Ron, I mean, realistically, obviously the fact that Miz throws 100-plus is why we're all excited. and the potential of him being like that guy. But Peralta's debut was better than Miz's.
Well, it wasn't.
Well, no, I'm asking Ron.
Leave.
I'm not asking
now,
you, Ron.
Granted, Miz left the game.
Yes, I just looked it up to refresh my memory, and Peralta was the only fifth pitcher since 1908 to pitch up to strike out 13 batters in his debut.
Yep, he struck
out
Miz 13.
Had a great, it was a great debut. I'm a little worried about his durability because he's the same weight as me, and I'm 6'2", so he's pretty much a string bean.
Yeah, he's a wiry, some would describe him.
Spindly.
Yeah. Ron, thank you for the call. The Freddie Peralta
well, does Ron
run
have
is
anyone?
Great.
Is Ron, so Peralta's yours, Ron. Is that what I'm gleaning?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, the Freddie Peralta one was a really good one. But here's the thing. Why I put the Miz over Peralta. Number one, the Miz left with a no-hitter. So you get to say, dude threw five no-hit innings in his debut.
13 out of 15 strikeouts.
13 strikeouts was amazing for Freddie Peralta. But when you have to describe the game, which might be the argument for why
Peralta
Sal Frelick shouldn't be on the
one
list.
One hit and more, and in 5 2/3 innings.
Yep,
so if they would have taken him out the same time as Mizzy, would have had a no-hitter.
There but, you go.
Yeah, fastball Freddie was born that Mother's Day in Colorado. Thanks for the call, Ron. Appreciate
it. I think you make an argument. We're all hyped up today. Peralta had a better debut than Miz. He did.
He went longer, but
he
again,
struck out more. It's about strikeouts, bruh.
Saying the Miz had a no hitter
like
in
the Miz.
The Miz is an amazing.
You just want to say Miz.
Yes, it's an amazing. That's what part of what made like Sal Frelick. One of the things that makes
Miz,
it a great is Sal.
Here's the deal. He's a towering dude, and you got Randy Johnson vibes, but that's the vibe. And he throws 102 miles an hour. If he threw 97, you'd be like, oh, it's great. He's out there. Freddie's numbers and what he did was a better debut than the Miz. Miz is dropping. Miz, by the time these calls and texts, Miz might not even be in my top five.
The Miz did, so they started.
How many times is he going to say Miz on today's show?
We should get a counter running.
Oh, I know. That clicker, like I'm back at Wando's clicking how many people are in.
The Miz tracker.
Let me tell you something. The fire code has been broke with your Miz conversation.
The Miz last night, so they started tracking all the like advanced analytics in 2008. The Miz threw more pitches over 100 miles an hour by a Brewers starting pitcher last night than every Brewers starting pitcher since 2008 combined. That includes Greinke, Sabathia, all the great ones that have come through over a decade and a half, almost two decades
yeah,
of Brewers
awesome.
Starting pitchers. He did it all by himself last night.
It's awesome, but Peralta's debut was better.
They call him Fastball Freddy, and he doesn't touch the gun the way that the Miz does.
But he strikes out more people.
844-770.
Freddy's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, and they Miz call him Fastball Freddy because he throws a ton of fastballs. He's increased his mix over the past few years. But he threw like 85% fastballs. That's why they call him Fastball Freddy.
Might need a rebrand with the Miz.
Increasing that mix. I like that. Good
job. 844-770-3776.
Now let's get that V-mix going so we can get back up on Twitter. That would be even a better changing up the mix.
Tristan in Green Bay. You're up next on the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin Talking Text Line. Power rankings of the best Wisconsin sports debuts of all time. What do you got?
Hey, how's it going? The Graham Mertz debut, something that went crazy that totally misled a lot of Badger fans. But anyways, I would like to, people could say it's recency biased, and I'm super biased because I'm just a huge Packers fan. That's what I'm dedicated to. But the Jordan Love debut against the Chicago Bears week one was one of my favorite games I've ever seen. Obviously dominating the Bears 38-20. Jordan Love was 15 for 27, 245 passing, three touchdowns, and even a passer rating of 123.2. There was a lot of uncertainty coming into this game, and Bears were talking a lot of smack, and it was nothing short of satisfying. And it's just like, it was a big question mark. You know, Rodgers passing the torch. Can Jordan Love live up to that hype? And it certainly, that was one of the most exciting seasons because I don't think anyone expected the Packers to do that at all.
Yeah, Tristan, here's the thing with Jordan Love. His first, like, real moment that I remember, and I might even forget what team it was. I think it was New Orleans when they had they were down 18-0. Is that right, Jesse? It was New Orleans or the Falcons.
They were down 17-0, and they won 18-17.
Yeah. And when Jordan brought him back, if that could have been his debut, I would be putting that top of the list. But because they handled the Bears as smoothly and as easily as they did, I can't disagree with anything you're saying. Jordan had a lot of pressure on him. He went out and did what he needed to do. He was Clark Kent that day, just plugged along and got it done. But that his reel to me, like, whoa, here we go. Coming back and winning that game at Lambeau when everybody thought it was over and you stunk most of the day, that led me to think, we got something here.
Thanks for the call, Tristan.
Yeah,
appreciate you.
I totally agree.
844.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yep, our pleasure. 844-770-3776 is the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin talking text line. Do I smell a poll question?
I don't know. I think it's more of an open-ended than a
poll. Here's the question I'm going to ask you, though. All right. Because Tristan brings up Jordan Love. Brett Favre's on my list. You mentioned Aaron Rodgers. You were on the team when Aaron Rodgers made his debut.
Is by far the best.
By far? Not even worth the conversation?
No.
Because statistically, I think Jordan Love's debut would be the best.
It's about moments. It's about memories. And we'll always remember. Who would have ever remembered Kittrick Taylor? Nobody. If Don Majkowski makes that pass, nobody's even... I don't think... No offense to Kittrick, but that's just the reality of the world. Every Packer fan knows that name and remembers that moment. That is part of this whole debut, and I don't know if there's going to be some moments. The moment last night was did Miz get a liner off of his leg or what exactly? Twisted his ankle? What?
So he had cramping, and he's going to be fine. He said after the game he's fine. He just had a little cramp going on in the leg, and when he was walking back onto
probably
the mound
threw
with
too
the,
hard. Maybe should have had a little more of a mix.
When he was walking back onto the mound with the cramp, he kind of rolled his ankle, and it like nothing. It wasn't bad. Like it looked awkward. It looked very unathletic, honestly, because he's so lanky.
Sure.
Just looked like he was stumbling around a little bit like an ostrich. But he ended up being totally fine, so he's good to go. No concern after the game. He just was a little embarrassed about it.
Yeah, I wonder if there's something we're missing, and that's where I like the calls and the text, because this is fun. I still think the Favre to Kittrick from just a memory, and because debut makes me feel a great performance, but wow, am I excited to watch what's next. What do we have? And obviously Favre gave us 16 years in a championship. You can say Jordan Love is, you know, progressing. Aaron Rodgers, obviously, his debut against the Vikings, great win Monday night. But I just think it's going to be tough to unseat Favre, even like the Graham Mertz part of it. But after that, that was the pinnacle. You don't want your debut to be the pinnacle.
You don't. But it does make the debut that much more meaningful when it is the pinnacle. That's the argument I would make on that side. 844-770-3776. Plenty more responses to get to on the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin talking text line. Lists more. We'll also check the YouTube comments, the Wildy and Tausch Twitter feed and Facebook page. Keep them coming. 844-770-3776. Tausch, we had a pretty great debut at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford last month, and we get to do it again next week.
We do indeed, and I have a little something I'm going to throw down when we get down to the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. It features over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space, more than 1,300 slot machines, 50 live table games, a sports book, and a rock shop. And if you're hungry, we grabbed lunch. Yeah, the three of us grabbed lunch. We had a heck of a lunch
that
down there.
That was our career.
So, yeah, look at
this. Delicious.
We had all kinds, and we had different palates, so we needed diverse dining options. I really want to try the UU Noodle Bar. You got street tacos. You got bricked Italian kitchen. And, of course, the Council Oak Steak and Seafood. Hard Rock Live Entertainment Venue has 23,000 square feet of premium concert and event space, I believe. That's where Terry Bradshaw is going to be. So head on down there for that. Head on down, a premier entertainment destination. And it's
less than an hour
from the Dane County area, right off of I-90 in Rockford, Illinois.
I think my dad and I are actually going to go see Terry Bradshaw down there. So I'll see if I can get that exclusive interview for Wildy and Tausch.
Think that there'd be no... I bet you he'll rip Rodgers to shreds.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I know you are.
So looking forward to it. Terry Bradshaw coming up in late June. More of your responses, critiquing and adding to my power rankings of the best Wisconsin sports debuts in honor of The Miz on the mound last night for the Milwaukee Brewers. 844-770-3776. More of your responses next on Wildy and Tausch. Jason's going to join us at 10:15. By the way, Wayne Larrabee scheduled to appear in the 11 o'clock hour this morning, talking Packers with the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee. So we will get to some Packers coming up, but this kind of encompasses everything. Best debuts in Wisconsin sports history. I have accumulated my list, my power rankings, much maligned based on the feedback we've received so far. Brett Favre, number 5. Damian Lillard, number 4. Sal Frelick, number 3. The Miz last night, number 2.
Sal Frelick.
And Graham Mertz in 2020, number 1. So a couple of things real quick. So I was wrong about one component of the Graham Mertz debut game. Brett Bielema was not the head coach of Illinois for that game.
Oh, you said he was the coach of Illinois.
I thought that was that part of what made that lore that much better was it was Bielema's first time back at Camp Randall. It was not. That was Lovie Smith, who got fired at the end of that season. Bielema's first game was a much different tune in 2022 when Illinois came back to Camp Randall. 844-770-3776. That still doesn't take away from Graham Mertz being number one on my list. That was such an electric night. When you got Patrick Mahomes tweeting about how good you're looking, like Wisconsin football, that just was another level that night at Camp Randall, even with no fans in the stands. Want to get more of your responses, more of your additions? Anybody we're missing from our lists here of the best Wisconsin sports debuts? 844-770-3776. I'm not sure why we put the signal up for this guy to call in, but
you called him a drunk. I mean, that's part of it.
Come to trivia one night, and it's been a minute, but you know, you'd see. Tier one Tyler, welcome, buddy. Thanks for the golf invite next Wednesday. Appreciate that. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I actually got some insight from the team. They want you to bring your A game next Wednesday. So,
as opposed to all the other times where it didn't matter if I brought my A game. That's good.
Yeah, I just wanted to put it out on the air just because, you know, we're just throwing things out there, you know, slandering people's names.
Yeah, Tyler, you know you're tier one for me.
Do you? And
Jesse was getting after you. He would make me think that you are just, you can't stay, like, he basically made you out like Otis the town drunk.
I said, do you remember being at trivia for Damian Lillard's debut, 39 points, 1 point win over the Sixers? We were at our spot, the Golden Geese, playing trivia that night. Do you remember where we were?
100%. I exactly remember, but because I wasn't drunk.
Okay. All right, tier one. So you heard Jesse's list. Who are we missing off of that list?
Well, I will agree with you, Tyler. The Sal Frelick thing, man, that is so overhyped. And Brett Favre by far is number one.
Yes,
in my opinion, in regards to this.
Yep.
Now, I will say, I think Miz had the chance to be really high on this list, but 5 innings is. It's so small. I mean, like,
five no-hit innings. 14 pitches over 100.
Peralta's ahead, right, of him right now as we sit here?
Yeah, see, I remember Peralta on Mother's Day. Like, if you're thinking from Brewers lore, he did just as good, and I think he went better, and he looked better. And you're like, holy crap. Like, you expect this from him eventually, right? I did not expect Freddie Peralta. He came out of nowhere and did that. So I was just about to bring that. I thought that for sure was way better than him. So
yes.
I don't know, Jesse. I think you you might have needed to run that by people before just putting those things out into the air.
I feel pretty good about my list.
I couldn't agree more. And Tyler should be your sounding board on this.
Well,
yeah. I'm the voice of reason, you know. Yes. My trivia questions are awesome.
Trivia's good. No, your bubblers are great. Tyler's an all-timer.
If Tyler's the voice of reason, we know we're in trouble.
How many mimosas did you have at that brunch since you're putting all of his business on the street?
I don't know if I'm a mimosa guy. I don't know about tier one Tyler.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, we'll see. Bloody Mary that day.
Yeah, he's a bloody guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We'll see you at golf next week. Thanks for the call. Oh, you're the one who's out. I'm subbing in for you.
Oh, no. I'm golfing today. I'm going to golf outing today.
Okay.
I think
we're good here.
Tier one, Tyler.
So what else are you doing this weekend, Tyler? I hit a meat raffle. Jesse, do you want to go grab? All right.
844-770-3776. Let's check some of the texts that are coming in on the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin. You asked for them. Just remember that. Mark in Eagan, Minnesota has two that he'd like to nominate here. First, James Lofton's home debut. 3 receptions, 107 yards, and 3 touchdown catches.
I'll go along. I don't recall it, but James Lofton, obviously great career in Green Bay, and obviously, you know, he went on and played at Buffalo and some other places. That's a pretty doggone good debut.
Mark also adds, honorable mention, my brother Eric, 1983 high school baseball, St. Croix Falls, complete game win against Glenwood City. Senior year, hadn't played since Little League.
Glenwood City can play now. That's an operation up there. So I give him credit. That's good
stuff.
You
said complete game in your debut. No, nah, not that big a deal, but you do it against Glenwood City.
If you're going to do it against Glenwood City, that's nothing to sniff at.
More of the responses coming in. Several people pointing out the Freddy Peralta debut. So we won't give credit to any individual saying that one, because that one is definitely up there. And it also, you know, we say prisoner of the moment because of the Miz last night, but they were comparing him to Peralta's debut last night on the broadcast. So I think that's fresh in a lot of people's minds. Have a text here from unnamed 818 area code. Not sure where that is. We'll have to check. Remember, if you're texting us, give us your name and where you're texting from if you haven't done that in a while, so we can make sure we give you proper credit on the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin
text
line.
That is the San Fernando Valley region of Los Angeles County, California.
All right. Out West, thanks for tuning in, Out West. Even if we're allowing seasoned players in their 30s to be considered a debut, how about Brandon McManus's game-winning 45-yard kick last year?
That's not bad.
In his debut. And I did think of McManus when I was putting my list together. Now, again, prisoner of the moment.
Sure.
He only made the one field goal, I believe, in the game. It was the game winner.
And he's 37.
Yeah, and he's won a Super Bowl. Good debut for Brandon McManus last year with the Green Bay Packers. I will put that up there.
All right.
Ian in East Troy. Now, this is where it starts to get a little dicey. Not a performance debut, but Ben Sheets coming out with his gold medal was an iconic moment in Brewers history. Before he had even taken the mound, they just celebrated in 2000 that he had won the gold medal and he was a top prospect coming up, and they acknowledged him at County Stadium. That was pretty cool. I will agree with that. 844-770-3776. Who's Sal Frelick, really, is one of the texts that came in. Josh in Heartland on the text line said, oh, we have him on the phone, actually. Called in.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to read your text, Josh, but why don't you just tell us? Josh in Heartland, welcome to Wildy and Tausch.
Good morning, gentlemen. Been a minute. Good to hear from you.
We miss you, Josh.
Yeah. How's your off-season going?
Tausch, yes. If you're not buying mulligans and using them on the green, you're not trying to win in charity golf outings.
Let me tell you something.
That's just
Josh. I was at a golf event last night, and a lot of listeners, fans of our show, and they all were thinking, "What Jesse and Jason? Did they ever play golf? And have they ever been to a charity event? I am not an absolutist." I don't know of anybody that has done an event that has sided with Jesse or Jason.
Granted, I haven't golfed as much as you, but every golf outing I've been in, there have been rules about where you can use the mulligans. And you can't use them putting.
How many have you been to?
Dozen.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway,
it
Josh,
happens,
sorry.
But even in those, when they say you can't use them on the greens, there are times when we'll use it on the fringe. So we can take a mulligan from putting from the fringe
smart.
Because it's not on the green.
Savvy.
That still seems IP.
Savvy.
Use them off the tee box, and that's all you should be using the mulligan.
I agree with Josh. All right, Josh,
all
what do you got?
Said,
what are we thinking here?
All that being said, first of all, I got to add CC Sabathia's debut. His numbers weren't necessarily as elite, but the hype going into that was a major, major deal. I also, one thing that Jesse, I think, failed to mention in regards to Mizorowski's debut, only 8 other pitchers since the dawn of time have done that, have gone 5 no-hit innings in their major league debut.
If you could be one of 10 of a dawn of time reference, that, you know what? If that's the case, I got to move Miz up. A dawn of time reference is pretty strong.
Baseball history is one way to frame it. The dawn of time is a lot better way to frame that.
Dawn of time is
much
better. Much
better.
And now, granted, I was at this game, and I was hyped for Sal Frelick because I'm a Brewers seam head, and he had hit all the way through the minors, and we were struggling against the Braves and offensively that year. But Sal's debut was unbelievable at the ballpark.
Wow, look, so you're on board with Jesse?
A self-reeling supporter.
Okay.
There it is.
All right.
Yep. He single-handedly beat the Braves that day, and he might have peaked that day, too. But
he's going to be an all-star this year. What are you talking about?
Wait, Josh, did Jesse ever tell you that in Game 3 in the playoff series last year, I'm sitting there with a buddy of mine, and who walks in and sits two seats down from me but Jesse Nelson and Tier 1 Tyler?
Is that right?
Yeah,
you did not tell us.
Lost
that.
In the way that game played out. Totally forgot to ever bring up that, yes, we sat up in the fourth level. Tier 1 Tyler and I bought tickets at the last minute to go to that Game 3 against the Mets. We go to sit down. Look who's right there a couple of seats down from us. Josh and Hartland.
Blessed.
Unreal.
I think you could say blessed would be. Blessed for you, cursed for Josh.
The couple in between us are like, hey, you guys know each other. Do you want to switch? I was like, that's all right.
Strange, they asked me, and I said the same thing.
You're a great buffer. Thank you very much.
Josh, good to hear from you.
Go ahead. Last thing, Tausch.
Yep.
I'm excited to dive into your MLB realignment idea. I'll be tuning in at the 11 o'clock hour to hear all about it.
I love you guys.
Joshy.
Josh is the best.
You have an MLB realignment idea?
I've already put it out there.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
You go off a payroll, and you break it off into two different brackets, and then you have the teams go on, and you level the playing field a little bit with some bracketology. I think it's perfect.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, uh-huh?
I question that.
Why would you question it?
Like, why would we dive further into you've presented that idea.
Yep.
Like,
Josh asked for it. I didn't bring it up. It's not on the show sheet. Josh asked. Josh has been a legend on this show for a long time, so I don't know if we'll get to it at 11, but it's definitely something that I've talked about.
Well, Wayne Larrabee is scheduled to appear at 11.
If Wayne calls in, then we won't do it. But if he doesn't, maybe I will break that down.
844-770-3776. Still have some YouTube comments to look into. Still have a couple of other debuts that have been popularly mentioned on the text line, on the YouTube comments, and everywhere else that we want to talk about in honor of Jacob Mizorowski's Major League debut last night. 5 no-hit innings, only 8 other pitchers since the dawn of time have done that in their major league debuts.
Dawn of time is pretty good.
Safe to say Brewers fans dreaming fearlessly about what the future holds for Jacob Mizorowski.
Well, American Family Insurance, since the dawn of time of Wilde and Tausch, has been a proud partner. And for almost 100 years, they've been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection. Also, you're free to enjoy your dreams. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. With American Family Insurance, get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com.
Reviewing more of the great debuts in Wisconsin sports history, Jesse and Tausch on Wilde and Tausch continues next. Beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. Tausch can't be more wrong.
Oh, I like that.
From a 414, again, give us your name and where you're texting from on the Cardless ESPN Wisconsin
scared
text line.
If they can't put a name on it, I mean, I could be wrong.
Sal Frelick's Major League debut is one of the greatest debuts in baseball history.
Yeah, that seems very bold. Very bold. But, again, man, I'm not sitting here telling you. I enjoy the Brewers. I want them to win a world championship. Hit home runs at their stadiums. It's no big deal. I can't sit here and tell you that Sal Frelick debut wasn't awesome. I just don't. It's not in my head like it is in yours. That's all.
So, again, my list of the best Wisconsin sports debuts. Number 5, Brett Favre. Number 4, Damian Lillard. Number 3, Sal Frelick. Number 2, Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz, last night. And number 1, Graham Mertz. That's my list. It's been much maligned
so far. Freddie Peralta is nowhere to be found on that.
Curious.
And he's had a, 6 or 7 year run with the Brewers.
He's been fantastic.
Doggone good.
And think about the rotation. Let's take away this because we're going to get back to some of the responses here before Jason joins us at 10:15 from wherever he is to talk Green Bay Packers day 3 of minicamp, which was very riveting yesterday. So what this means for the 2025 Milwaukee Brewers, suddenly Freddie Peralta and The Miz, if that's your 1-2 in the rotation, and Brandon Woodruff at some point is able to get back and be healthy in that rotation, and if Nestor Cortez is able to get healthy in time for a potential postseason run, if they can make a trade at the deadline, get a bat left side of the infield, they're in good shape to make a run.
I just heard you use the term if 4 times.
Well, that's baseball. No, everything's not. if in baseball.
Let me tell you something. I don't have any ifs about the Yankees, Dodgers. I don't have any ifs. No ifs. I don't even have any ifs about the Cubs.
Well, let's see how that goes when the Brewers play them next week.
The Cubs just need pitching. If they get pitching, they're going to be a really scary team.
Okay.
It's awesome, and we heard Jeff Passan when he joined us last year. He said how great the Brewers organization is. And that wasn't the case a decade ago or maybe even 6-7 years ago, but they've become one of the best organizations in baseball, top to bottom, at developing talent and being able to identify great talent.
Murph's debut should be looked at in a really positive way.
Murph's debut was fantastic with the Rhys Hoskins fight with the Phillies or the Mets last year.
You should have seen Jesse squirming when The Rock was with us. he was squirming.
Did you mention it? Unfortunately, I missed that part of the show.
Oh, we brought it all up. And Jesse was backpedaling. Yep. Like the other day when I was at the golf course and there was that beep, 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 the garbage truck backing up. Jesse was doing that probably times 10. And he was getting a little annoyed.
Oh, I love Pat Murphy. Yeah, no, he's Pat the greatest Murphy's manager of all time.
I wasn't saying.
I have never said I want Pat Murphy to be fired. I have never said I don't think Pat Murphy is. I simply have presented my opinions exactly as I presented them at Pablo's birthday bash.
You should have saw the look of disgust on The Rock's face. he was taken aback. As a matter of fact, I would say he was aghast.
Aghast. Great word.
Appalled. 844-770-3776. You know what? I don't want to talk about that anymore because I want to focus on this list and not talk about my critique of Pat Murphy, which is unwarranted and not something that ever needs to come up in the score of talking about the Milwaukee Brewers
I wonder
ever again.
What your dad would say is the best debut since he was an usher for so long. What was that? Would he put Sal Frelick in his deal?
I know he thinks highly of this night. It happened to be the first night he worked at the ballpark. But I don't know how you would quantify this in the scope of debuts. What about, at the time, Miller Park's debut? Okay. Because that night, the president throws out the first pitch. Richie Sexson hits a go-ahead home run in the bottom of the eighth inning to beat the Cincinnati Reds. It, you know, the stadium's full to the brim. This thing that had been in the making forever. The roof, I think they did the opening. It was in April, so I think it was closed. But they did, like, the opening close
like an oyster,
afterward.
Pretty cool. Like an oyster. Like
the AmFam clam.
So the...
That's what they're calling it these days.
Is that what they're calling it?
Can we count the stadium's debut as one of the great debuts?
Hey, man, this is what's beautiful about this list. You can count whatever you want, man.
I don't remember Fiserv Forum's debut, but we know that was, you know, they won a championship shortly after moving into the building, mm-hmm. So that was significant.
Sure. Yeah, one Brewers name that's been popping up on the talk and text line a couple times, Steve Woodard. He outdueled Roger Clemens in a 1-0 Brewers win.
Woody.
12 Ks.
Woodster.
I did see that one here. Austin and Greenfield. Steve Woodard, 1-0 shutout against the Blue Jays. Roger Clemens, 12 Ks in 8 innings.
I just love when people, it brings back the memories for people. I love it. I think it's a fun little exercise in what sticks in your head as a Wisconsin sports fan.
We will get to more of them coming up next. Again, the Carbless Talk and Text line, 844-770-3776. Liz is more, plus Jason Wilde scheduled to appear in the 10 o'clock hour. Tausch, it was a great debut when we first told you earlier this year about UW Credit Union.
Indeed, and we just are going through Lou Alcindor to Giannis to Sal Frelick to The Miz. For every stage of life.
Feel a little sarcastic there.
UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. They're going to help you reach your financial goals. And people ask me, Tausch, why did you join UW Credit Union? Was it to keep your banking local? Of course. Member first service? Absolutely. But I love great perks like early payday. Love that. But I just love Bucky. Can't say no to that little rascal. And if you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. FanDuel will make you do crazy things, but man, does this make sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions to apply.
More of your responses. The great debuts in Wisconsin sports history in honor of The Miz last night. That's coming up next. 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.